on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So from Mayacamas Vineyards, we have the Mayacamas Vineyards 2023 Mountain Chardonnay, the Mayacamas Vineyards 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon, the Mayacamas Vineyards 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon. We always end up with stuff that's, you know, new release. We rarely ever get anything with age on it. Thank you so much. And from Arkenstone Estate, we have the Arkenstone Estate Blanc 23, the Arkenstone Estate Red 22, and the Arkenstone NVD Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Yeah, it does not suck to be in the basement today.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I am very aroused.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always,
is it?
We are the best thing on.
You know, actually, a friend of mine just texted me the best looking BLT I've ever seen. We need to do a BLT review show. Look at this picture.
Not enough meat in there.
No,
you need to slip a burger in there somewhere.
No. This I'm looking at that bread, those tomatoes. That is millionaire bacon on that thing. Yeah, I want this. We need to do a bacon and lettuce tomato show.
It's
summer.
I actually have some Evan Williams bacon that they sent us in the fridge.
Ooh. Oh, I think we found our activity between shows.
Which next whiskey show we do, I'm going to cook and we'll be able to eat it while we're doing whiskey. So,
yes. What's wrong with doing it with a wine show?
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are good old boy Justin.
Pleasure to be here, and always exciting in the basement.
Always exciting when there's good wine, and good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. This is a great day to be in the basement.
Yeah.
Some of these wines today. My God.
This doesn't stink. This is a pretty good day. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So from Mayacamas Vineyards, we have the Mayacamas Vineyards 2023 Mountain Chardonnay, the Mayacamas Vineyards 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon, the Mayacamas Vineyards 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon. We always end up with stuff that's, you know, new release. We rarely ever get anything with age on it. Thank you so much. And from Arkenstone Estate, we have the Arkenstone Estate Blanc 23, the Arkenstone Estate Red 22, and the Arkenstone NVD Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Yeah, it does not suck to be in the basement today. Well, as always, we're going to rate these using our signature sound. So we're going to have Justin pick one out of five and give us one of them.
Okay. Five sips.
Now, don't do that. We're going to be using that. We're going to be using that today on this show. Pick one we're not using.
Okay. One sip.
There you go. Definitely not using that today.
Oh, my God. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Totally gross.
You know, it's not politically correct to do that accent anymore.
Yeah.
Even though it's in my family.
Yeah, I know.
I hear it.
What, Valley
home.
Girl?
No, the one, the Gunga Din. Yeah. Valley Girl. I went to my 40th high school reunion the other day, a couple weeks ago, and a girl I had a crush on.
Wow,
back
you
then
graduated?
I know. They let me graduate. One of the girls I had a crush on back then, she's a lawyer now, she's funny as hell. But she used to do that Valley Girl accent when everybody was doing that. It was horrible.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have Justin tell us about our first winery and our first wine.
All right. At the crest of Mount Veeder, at 2,400 feet above the Napa Valley floor, 50 acres of vines have been quietly telling their story for over a century.
Really sexually, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sexy voice you got there.
Isn't it, though?
Thank you. The winery itself was built in 1889 by John Henry Fisher, a German immigrant and pickle merchant.
Awesome.
My kind of guy.
You can't say that sexy.
Yeah. I don't know. Pickle merchant.
Who hand cut stones from the surrounding mountain to construct it. That same stone building is still in use today. After the 1906 San Francisco earthquake forced Fisher out, the property sat dormant till 1941, when Jack and Mary Taylor purchased it and renamed it Mayacamas, a WAPA word said to mean the howl of the mountain lion, and replanted the vineyards with Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay. Then in 1968, at 30 years old, Bob Travers took ownership after his apprentice at Heights Cellars. His 1971 vintage was selected for the famed Judgment of Paris tasting in 1976, the event that announced California winemaking to the world. The vineyards sit on weathered volcanic rock and ash at elevations between 1,800 and 2,200 feet. The first wine we're going to talk about is Mayacamas Vineyards 2023 Chardonnay. It's 13.5% alcohol by volume. It's a Mount Veeder appellation, Napa Valley. It's 100% Chardonnay. The 2023 was harvested by hand in early September, cluster sorted, hull cluster pressed 95% and tread pressed 5%. Fermentation was composed in assorted neutral oak and bottled early in August 2024. Now, 2023 was an amazing vintage year. This is no exception. On the nose, well, the color is like a really straw, almost clear color, like a light, light yellow. The nose, I got white and yellow flowers and lemon pledge. Although now that the wine has been in the glass for a while, the lemon pledge has faded off, but it was a note when we first poured it. On the palate, pears, apples, lemon peel. On the mid palate, it's very complex. Nuances of like fine teas and fancy Japanese citrus and lemongrass, and the finish is long, leaves the back palate like a mineral spring. Just beautiful. What did you think, good old boy Harmeet?
Well, thanks for coming to me, Justin. I don't have that sexy voice right now, but I'm going to work on it for my review when I do the next, when I do the third line. The nose is like you said, white. I wasn't listening to you. I got candied lemon peel. I did not think lemon pledge. I got a hint of pear on the palate, white flowers. And I don't know. Can I taste that foot? Tread pressed wine is, who does that anymore? Who's stomping on grapes anymore?
That's me in my summer job.
That's only 5% tread pressed.
Law doesn't pay what it used to.
Yeah, only 5% tread pressed, but I think I got that foot fungus now.
They just pay me in wine.
There's no off nose.
You have a scent of Dr. Scholl's, is what you're saying? It was really sexy girls from Hooters that were tread pressing it. That's what makes it special.
Yeah. Let's do boob pressed wine. Let's do that.
I like it.
So Justin has ruined the show with his whole sexy voice. Now I've got this on my head. All right. Pears on the palate. Lemon peel. There's some apple there, but I don't know. It's more towards pear. A lot of citrus. And the finish is saline. I get that salty, beautiful sea air. And I guess it's coming from the soil there because this is high up and it's volcanic soil. So this must be coming, the minerality must be coming from that. It's absolutely beautiful and really drinkable, even at only 3 years old. And Mount Veeder stuff can last a lot longer than that, even their whites. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's absolutely delicious, and I'm not a big white guy, but
which is ironic because you're a big white guy.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. Pears, green apples, lemon peel. Beautiful, beautiful mouthfeel. The minerality definitely comes out. It's that salty, dry river stone kind of feel on the palate. Really well done. Really, really well done. This is a beautiful Chardonnay. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I had Bob bring out a spit bucket when we started. Yeah, I haven't used it this time, and yeah. I actually had to refill this white wine. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, I can't keep it in my glass because I keep drinking it. It
keeps disappearing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be rating the Mayacamas Vineyards 2023 Chardonnay, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about that delicious 2023 Mayacamas Vineyard Chardonnay. 4 sips for that one. Fantastic Chardonnay, really. One of the best ones I've had in a while.
Goes down so easy.
Yeah, really well done. So we're going to move on to our next wine from the folks at Mayacamas. So we have the Mayacamas Vineyards 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon. This is 14% ABV. The appellation is Mount Veeder in Napa Valley. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. This is comprised of grapes from 11 estate vineyard sites and one grower site. Each is harvested by hand between August 31st and September 9th. At the winery, the clusters were sorted by hand and destemmed. Fermentation occurs at lower temperatures in a mix of concrete tanks, stainless steel tanks, and oak puncheons. With an average maceration time of about 19 days, the wine was aged in a neutral folder and 500-liter puncheons for 20 months. And 225-liter neutral French barrels for 12 months. So let's see here. It's got a beautiful bright ruby garnet edge to it.
Clear edges.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Very
this bright. Is young. We killed a baby. Mayacamas and a lot of Mount Veeder wines are they're definitely cellar worthy. They need a long time to develop in the bottle. We are drinking it way too young.
Yeah, well, got to do what you got to do, but beautiful nose on it. Ooh.
It's what's available now retail, though.
Beautiful, beautiful nose. Just like walking into a flower shop. And on the palate, let's see. Dark red and black fruit. Black cherries, plums. A little bit of blackberry. There's a nice minerality on the front of the palate, on the teeth. Well, their tasting notes have graphite. I'm not getting graphite as much as...
I didn't get graphite at all. I looked at their note, too. I think...
I'm getting more river stone, you know. Yeah. I'm getting more of that, you know, earthiness to it. When I think graphite, I'm thinking more steely.
I think pencil lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get those pencil shaving notes in Bordeaux often.
Yeah.
There's not here.
But this one got a great, great mouthfeel to it. And it stays with you for a while. This one is delicious now, but like you said, it's
5 years from now, 10
it's a
years
2021,
from now.
But I'd say give this a few more years. You can drink it now and you're not going to be disappointed.
You can drink this 30 years from now and you'll be fine.
This one is going to just get better with time. This is a beautiful wine. What'd you think, Harm?
It's absolutely gorgeous. Like you said, it's still it's got that beautiful garnet color. And you said it was what did you say on the nose?
Like black cherries, yeah. Plums. I got a little bit of blackberry on the front palate.
That's the palate, the nose. So I got like sandalwood and blackberry and a little bit of mulberry on the. It's like really perfumey, super perfumey.
Yeah, I got violets.
Yeah, I'll give you violets too. On the you were right on the palate, red and black fruit. No graphite at all. There is a herbal note towards the finish. I don't know what it is. It's got a great grip on the palate. You feel the sides. You feel it. It comes in pretty early with the grip, and so those tannins need more time to integrate. I think 5 years too young for this wine.
Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous finish too. It just goes on and on. We need a steak.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Justin, what do you think?
A big tomahawk.
I got early 90s, early 40s housewife. And
I've never tasted a early 40s housewife, but that's really gross.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, that's on the nose. It smells like her.
Okay.
I have tasted a 90s housewife.
And I also got like the Napa leather like they have in the late 90s Ferraris. Like the 308, the Testarossa, kind of get that. On the palate, I got rich fruits.
You live an interesting life.
Yeah.
I did get graphite.
It's all in his mind, but he lives there, so.
And I got classic Mount Veeder notes. You know, that beautiful thinness that follows onto the palate that Appellation's known for. It has those classic characteristics. And the finish was a lot of French oak for me.
Californian wines. Oh, so good.
Yeah. No lies detected.
Yep.
I think, what did you say about the Ferrari?
So in the late 90s, they had like the Testarossa and the 308. It kind of smells like the 308 Napa leather. That was standard in the late 90s models.
I was in grad school. Mm-hmm. I had nowhere near a Ferrari.
So I was in a carpool.
Yeah.
And it was a dermatologist, had a 1998 308.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to start just comparing my wines to leather and cars too. I was invited to a really hoity-toity party at Net Worth was throwing. And because they don't know, I have no net worth. It was an airplane hangar at Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
One of those private
parties.
They're trying to lease me a jet.
Yes.
I said, would you like to lease your yacht? Because they think I have own a yacht.
Right.
So we got into an Aston Martin DB9. My wife said, this is the car we would have sex in because the smell was so good in there. So
and,
I can.
And you notice he doesn't have the car, so.
I don't have the car, so I don't have sex anymore.
So there you go.
Right. Okay.
Can't afford an Aston Martin
DB9. At least you know the path to joy.
Yeah. I know.
Now it's just financing it.
Do we have a rating, Bob?
Yeah, we're going to be giving the Mike Hummus Vineyards 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our last one from Mike Hummus. We'll have Harm tell us about that one.
So we have no idea about the vinification of this last wine, or this third wine from Mike Hummus. This is the Mike Hummus Vineyards 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon, 14.5% ABV. Its appellation is Mount Veeder, Napa Valley. We don't have any vinification notes. I'm assuming it's very similar to the 2021. The color here is much more opaque and a little more cloudy than the 2006. The edges, so you got this opaque purple. The edges are violet. They're not even going to brick yet. I would expect a 20-year-old wine to start having brick edges, more orange, starting more show more age.
Yeah.
This wine is still young.
No.
This wine is still young and beautiful. Vibrant.
Oh,
it's
it
got
is.
10 to 20 more years in it.
Yeah.
On the nose, incense, blackberry, blueberry, anise flowers. There's a underneath everything, pomegranate and red cherries. And oh my God, this is just, there's a hint of like this, I guess that volcanic soil coming out as well on the palate. Big fruit, high acidity, black cherry, mulberries, black plum. It's going and going. My mouth is watering right now. The oak is starting to show right now at the end. There's a lot of grip coming. It comes in later. So you see the tannins are more mature. And it's we need a steak, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's absolutely fantastic. I'm with you. I'm shocked looking at it, the color on it. It's showing literally no signs of age.
But when you decanted, there was sediment, quite a bit.
Not that much.
Really?
Not that much. I would have expected more, honestly.
So Bob decanted these wines 2 hours before we started the show.
But absolutely fantastic. I mean, the nose on it is just like heaven. But the palate, like you said, the grip on this thing, it grabs your soul and just squeezes you. It's fantastic. Yeah,
it wants you to tell it.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're still discussing this absolutely fantastic My Commas Vineyards 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon. This is everything that you want in a properly cellared, well-made California Cabernet. This is fantastic. What'd
so when you,
think,
you buy Justin? My Commas, don't drink it. So literally, put it down to 5 to 10 years at least.
So the color is really dark. I got some fruits in the background, but I got a really strong note of high-end cigar box on the nose, which was very appealing to me.
You know, I should have picked that up. You're actually right. Definitely cigar box.
I'm sniffing a lot of cigar boxes. So.
Yeah, 100% correct.
And then the palate, like rich blueberries, maraschino cherries. The finish was French oak with a whisper of fruit. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah, the oak is there, the cedar's there, the dark fruit is there. There's
I don't say
beautiful.
A whisper maybe on the finish? No, I still feel I still feel the acidity and ripe fruit even on the finish. I think it's more than the whisper.
But more importantly,
I'm smoking too many cigars.
No, Justin. I think that's why I'm glad that three people are drinking this, because we're going to get different things. So that's good.
But you're a cigar smoker.
More importantly,
too.
What type of leather seat does it taste like to you?
This one doesn't taste like a leather seat. The 2021 did.
Yeah.
It doesn't even taste.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova. I could ask for nothing beyond the quality of Cordova's workmanship, the tastefulness of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian leather.
Corinthian leather. Yeah.
I was thinking that for the 2021.
I saw him on Johnny Carson, and he asked him one time, he goes, what is it? And he goes, it's a word that the advertising people made up.
Yeah.
Rich Corinthian. I wanted to buy one of those damn cars because,
sure.
He sounds so good.
And sold it. Yeah.
And it's Khan. I mean, if you're going to buy a car, I'm going to buy one from
Khan. Was he Khan when he made that commercial? It was before.
Khan,
he was Mr. Rourke.
Yes. He was
Fantasy Island.
Maybe.
Fantasy Island, baby.
Oh, what a job.
Yeah.
But he had his Mr. Rourke work with Tattoo. Yeah. Obviously, you were.
And
in
all
his
the
shadow.
Hot models every week.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is this wine is absolutely fantastic, and we're going to be giving the My Commas Vineyards 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon. I feel inadequate giving it a 5.
Oh my goodness!
But that's as high as we go.
The damn scoring rate.
It deserves higher than that. It's really just that's a special wine. And thank you to the folks at Mayacamas for sending it to us. So that's going to take us to our next winery. So hold on 1 second. Oh, nice smell.
You need more?
So overlooking St. Helena on the western edge of Howell Mountain, the Arkenstone Estate rises from 1,400 to over 1,650 feet of elevation. The story begins with Ron and Susan Krause, a California attorney and marriage counselor who purchased over 40 acres of former pasture land on Howell Mountain in 1988 with no intention whatsoever of planting grapes or building a winery. They just wanted a home in the country, but the land had other ideas. And when an internationally respected vineyard consultant evaluated the property in the early 90s and raved about its potential for growing very high-quality grapes, Ron and Susan knew they faced a decision that would radically change their lives. They planted the vineyards in 98 and haven't looked back since. What makes Arkenstone so distinctive starts with the terroir. So Howell Mountain is known for its nutrient-poor volcanic soils and abundance of rock, conditions that stress the vines, producing smaller clusters, lower yields, and intensely concentrated berries. In the winery, the approach is deliberately restrained. Fruit is gravity-fed from crush pad directly into fermentation tanks, and the wines see minimal intervention but extended élevage, similar in philosophy to the top chateau of Bordeaux, with only French oak used throughout. The 13-acre estate vineyard is planted primarily to traditional Bordeaux varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot and Malbec, Sémillon, and Sauvignon Blanc, split across 22 separate blocks, each carefully matched to the varied soils and slopes of the mountain. The vineyards have been farmed organically from the very beginning, not as a marketing point, but as a genuine expression of the family's commitment to this remarkable piece of land. So our first wine is going to be the Arkenstone Estate Blanc 2023. It's 14.5% ABV. Appellations Howell Mountain, Napa Valley, 93% Sauvignon Blanc, 7% Sémillon. It's 100% organic estate farmed. The Sauvignon Blanc is fermented in oak and concrete vessels for 11 months surly with no racking or batonnage. And the Sémillon is fermented and aged for 11 months in new oak surly. The final blend is bottled and aged for 18 months in bottle before release. So on the color, a beautiful bright straw, almost sunshiny to it. It's very, very beautiful. On the nose, there's a nice, the lime has died down. When it was colder, we had more lime.
But I'm getting more peach and pear.
Yeah, there's more peach in this. When it was colder, the lime was really leaping out. There's still the peach in there. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of pear. There's a nice minerality to it. But on the palate, let's see. On the palate, I get pineapple, citrus, white flowers. The minerality is there. It's got a really lovely grip on the tongue, covers the palate, front, side, back. The acidity is just right. It's not overpowering, but just enough to make the mouth water. This is really well done. I'm really enjoying this. What do you think, Harm?
It's one of the best wines I've had, the best white wine I've ever had in my life. And I've had some really crazy white wines. We don't usually talk about price here, but this is $150, $175 bucks for this vintage. Older vintages will cost more.
Worth it, though.
Jesus, this is a Sauvignon Blanc like no other. I know Justin was raving about it when we were tasting earlier. It took this warming up for me to really love it. When it was colder, I didn't get as much nuance. Now I see the layers. Like you said, the lime has disappeared, and I'm getting pears and peaches. There's this lanolin quality to it, like that wool oil on the nose and also on the palate. It's such, the Sémillon is adding a lot of depth to this, a lot of weight, and you can smell it. This is like fine white Bordeaux. This is, I mean, there's usually more Sémillon in white Bordeaux, but still, this is just crazy good. Amazing texture. This wine is about texture and flavors that weave beautifully together. I can't get enough of this wine. And at the end of the show, I'm probably going to steal it. Stealing the bottle. Justin, what do you think?
So the color is this beautiful white gold. There's just a little bit of carbonation in it. Not a lot. Just not a couple of bubbles.
It's not really carbonation. I see
bubbles.
That's because you shook it too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're getting an effervescence. It's fooling you that you got effervescence because the acidity is so piercing.
I see the bubbles.
It's fooling your tongue. Well, that's because you shook it too much, dude. You swirled too much. There's no bubbles in my glass.
Okay. And then on the palate, I got like a beautiful, understated tropical fruit. I got like a lemon, French pastry, and really beautiful minerality. And the finish is just so smooth. I've never had a better white. And that's all I have to say.
I married a better white man. I keep marrying white girls. So I don't know what to throw with me.
This is really a special wine.
I mean, this one is really a special wine.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to be giving the Arkenstone Estate Blanc 2023 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No qualms about that.
Yeah. So that's going to take us to our next one from Arkenstone, and we'll have Justin start telling us about that just before we go into commercial.
Are we going to commercial now?
Already? Shortly, yep.
Truly blessed to talk about.
I think we're just wasting time. We're stretching to a commercial.
Arkenstone Red Wine 2022. Okay. We'll talk about it more after the break.
There you go. Stretch.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, we're back, and Justin's going to tell us about our next one from Arkenstone.
So the Arkenstone Estate Red Wine 2022 is a luxurious 14.8 ABV. Towel Mountain, Appalachian. It's Napa Valley. It's 75% Cab.
79.
Yeah, he said. 12% Cab Franc, 7% Petit Verdot, and 2% Malbec.
Clean your glasses.
And grapes are hand harvested and gravity fed into the fermentation hall, vinified by lot to preserve sight expression. Don't ask me what that means. I have no idea.
Each lot is vinified separately, then blended later.
We're running short on time. We'll explain it tomorrow.
Aged 11 months of aging in barrel. Final blends assembled, returned to the barrel for another 11 months to fully integrate. Then the bottles aged for 12 months before release. The color on this is beautiful, nice and dark. On the nose, you got a fruit store and a tea store all laid into one. On the palate, a dark chocolate and a bunch of fruit, and it was really tasty. What did you think, Bob?
Where's your cigar box? It's almost cigar box here, right?
No.
No?
Not on this one.
A little bit of cedar, no?
On the nose?
Well, cedar you age wine in, but not a cigar box.
There's blueberries, there's violets. The tea is definitely there. I get a little bit of hint of, there's a little bit of old worn leather in the back on the nose and on the palate. Hold on. Dark fruit, nice minerality, hints of Dutch cocoa. Really well put together. Great palate. Coats the tongue, front, back, sides. Wow. That's a really great wine. What do you think, Harm?
I haven't had a more complex California red.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely stunning. You said a fruit store and a tea shop?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Raspberries, blueberries.
I'm having black trouble tea. Putting words to it, to be honest with you.
So I got a lot of violets on this. I got a tiny bit of cedar. Bob said leather, but it's not that fine Corinthian leather we got in the Mayacamas. It's a different, so it's more light. I get a little bit of like vanilla and toffee notes, which the toffee came on the palate. There's a sweetness there, like that, like a burnt sugar type thing. But that's just really, that's just underneath all the fruit. This is so complex. It's just, it evolves in the glass so much. The violets keep coming back.
Very aroused.
Yeah, I mean, if I drink this wine for 4 hours, I'll have to see a doctor.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Mm.
That's absolutely fantastic.
So luscious on the palate. Just rich and minerally and fruity. And
this
and,
is...
Justin said chocolate, right?
Yeah. I said chocolate. He said chocolate.
Toffee.
This is 1988 Grand National Leather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Freaking beautiful.
I don't know what that means, but I'll believe you.
It's a beautiful, bricky looking sedan with huge horsepower.
Okay, so the finish is on the sweet side, but it's still dry. I love this.
Yeah.
Rate it, Bob.
We're going to give the Arkenstone Estate Red 2022. Again, a well-deserved 5 sips because
oh my goodness.
We don't have 6.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
All right, Harm. Take us home. Tell us about the last one from Arkenstone.
Our final wine of the evening is Arkenstone NVD Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, 14.6 ABV. I want to do the sexy voice, but it takes too long to do that, and we're running out of time. The appellation is Napa Valley. Varietal is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Source of the fruit is the Amaneus Vineyard on the western side of Calistoga, the Highmark Vineyard on the eastern side of Calistoga, and the Arkenstone Estate in Howell Mountain. Each vineyard is blocked, is vinified separately again, aged for 22 months and 75% new French oak from top-tier cooperages. After extensive tasting and evaluation, the final blend is assembled and aged for an additional year in bottle before release. The color is a gorgeous, absolute vibrant ruby with clear to violet edges. The aroma is cherry, blackberry, cassis, kirsch, pomegranate, cloves. There's some other spice. I'm not sure what it is. Is it Chinese five spice? Is it anise? What is that? There's something.
A little bit of five spice, yeah.
Mm. On the palate, it's all about those dark fruits, a little bit of stony minerality. There's a lot of great things going on here, but it's not as good as that last one. I'm sorry. But still amazing. This is a great cab. I love it. The finish goes on and on.
Completely different wine.
That's a totally different
completely
wine.
Different wine.
The blend of the previous one is just that. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's a technical term. It's called priapism. Yes, I'm aroused.
Yes.
Go, Justin.
I am very aroused.
Is that the thing? If it lasts more than 4 hours, you're at the hospital?
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Okay, that's hospital, what right? I thought.
Yeah. So there's beautiful cherries on this, cloves, pipe tobacco.
Sweet pipe tobacco like my grandfather used to smoke.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. The palate's got lots of fruit, Riverstone. It's got beautiful minerality to it. And the finish, it's fruity. And then if you don't take it to another sip quickly, it's a slightly metallic, but not in a bad way.
I didn't get any metallic taste at all.
But what'd you think, Bob?
So you're saying that the finish was going that way?
Yeah, it's at the very, very end, there's like a little bit of like iron magnet.
It could be iron, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you think?
Cherries, blackberries, blueberries, clove, five spice. The nose is absolutely fantastic. On the palate, dark red fruits, a great minerality, especially on the front along the teeth. Some bay leaf. Just the grip is just fantastic.
Absolutely stunning.
Entirely different wine from the first one that we had from them.
When we were discussing this earlier, I feel like I was the one who liked the blend better than the cab, and you guys like the cab. Have you guys changed your minds if you come back to it?
No, I think I like both of them just as well. They're just completely different wines.
I still think I like the blend way better. Yeah. And they're both top tier wines. They're amazing.
Yeah. I would have this one with haggis. It would be great.
I would have nothing with haggis because I will never eat haggis.
Okay.
Yeah. Black pudding you guys too. Just came back from Scotland. Did you eat haggis there when you were there?
I had haggis. I
had it for breakfast every morning.
You lie.
Absolutely. You
lie. I didn't have it every morning, but I had it both.
Delicious.
I wasn't going to go there.
They told me tales of curry shops and chip shops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had that. We had that too.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be giving the Arkenstone NVD Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Again, it sounds repetitive, but 5 sips because.
Oh my goodness.
We don't have 6.
None of these wines are inexpensive. You're gonna empty your wallet for these. No. I mean, depends on how your wallet is.
Yeah, but how many wines have you emptied your wallet for that were not worth it? These are absolutely worth it. Yeah, these are absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
You can always spend money and not get really good wine. You know, that happens.
Here's my tip to you guys. Buy the wine at your local wine purveyor. Pay the corkage fee at the restaurant, because these days restaurants are charging double and triple what you're going to get retail. So there you go. Yeah. Come see me.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you, Justin.
What a privilege. Thank you, Bob.
And thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. I rarely mean it, but this time I do. Thank you so much.
You guys weren't happy after today. You're awful hard to please.
No. This was amazing. Thank you again.
It's just, and thank you to the folks at Mayakamas and at Arkenstone for sharing the wines with us. We met the folks at Mayakamas in Boca, wasn't it? At the Artisan's Wine and Food.
Yes.
And we met Jake from the family from Arkenstone down in Miami at
lovely
the
lunch.
Suckley event.
Yeah.
Great guy. Real nice guy. Yeah. Enjoyed our time with him as well. But fantastic wines. Really fantastic wines. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately today, we didn't have to do that.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.